Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. This week's show's topic will have everyone thinking. It's called Changing Negative Energy. So for those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the type of work that we do, you can visit our website, www.kenpage.com. So now, changing negative energy. What is a negative energy? I guess that's maybe where we should start, Ken.
Yeah, and where does it come from? And gosh, we have so many words that we've heard or so many different definitions. But what happens when you, let's say you walk into a room and somebody's just had an argument or a fight, is that, and let's say they're gone, but you walk into a cloud or a mist of their anger or their energy or their feelings, and can you feel it?
Well, they don't even have to be gone. The argument could be over, but you're going to sense something, and that what you're sensing is the energetics that are still there. Even when you're in a gathering and somebody and everybody's having a good time, if somebody's in a bad mood, they walk in.
Okay, I know a place even you know, all of us can relate to,
yeah.
And that's going into a hospital. Now, we've walked into different parts of a hospital, and it's almost taken our breath away. It's heavy, or it's sad, or it gives us a feeling or a sense, and it's a lot of different emotions crashing together to where they start to become solid or rigid or start to create form.
The term negative is the opposite of positive. So most people say, well, negative energy is bad. It's all the stuff I don't want to have anything to do with. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there that a lot of us don't want to have anything to do with. But the negative part of energy is what can be any kind of energy that makes you feel different than you would like to feel. That's really a simple. We don't want to have this be a doom and gloom or make you feel paranoid or nervous, but it's an energy that doesn't make you feel good. Anything that could be different from you might also not make you feel good. Make you feel unsafe.
How about when you go to the mall and you're feeling really good, but all of a sudden you get all the energetics from all the people shopping and being busy and that chaotic kind of energy, and you can feel it, and it overwhelms us. So that's the kind of things we want to talk about. And the main thing is we want to be able to get you in a place to where you don't have to be reactive to whatever's going on around you that you haven't decided to do yourself.
We want to help you learn how to be safe. Not just in your space, but also safe in your home, in your environment, in your workplace, in any place that you go that you are going to attempt to relate to anything around you. Energy that we're going to talk about today is what we're going to consider the lower, denser vibration energy.
But they're also called life energies, life force
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all life stuff, and that's what we hear the most. When we're dealing with clients, when we're dealing with people in workshops, for the last, 30 years, I've heard individuals say, well, there's this negative energy that this person has. Well, it's a different vibration, and I perhaps might not like it. The person that has it may not even be aware of it because that person's vibration resonates with whatever energy they have. So we're going to show you today and give you many different techniques to help you change whatever energy is around you that doesn't make you feel good, that doesn't make you feel safe. You need to feel safe if the other individual has what you consider to be negative energy. If somebody's home or your office feels negative, there's ways that we can teach you so simply just how to feel good in your own space, how to feel safe.
Or change the energy pattern to where it's not so reactive. Okay.
Do you even know how negative energy forms? Any energetic that's out there, whether it's positive or negative, is based on our mind, our thought, our fear, our emotion. That's what forms energy.
But I think it's also, we could add, it's based on how you have, what you have been accustomed to or been involved with all of your life. So if you've been involved with some really angry energy or distorted or very sad energy when you were very young or in your childhood, you'll probably be more reactive to that kind of energy now as a grown-up, because that's something that it's almost like it imprints us, the residual from the past.
See, there's some energy that while it's negative energy, it might not overwhelm us, or we might not be as reactive to it because it's not something that we're going to deal with, or maybe we can make the choice of walking away from that and moving into another space. So I think the most important thing that we can talk to about right now is how do we define it? How do we delineate what an extreme negative thought form might hold? How do we identify, identifying the source of negative energy could be a little difficult. But there are energies that are often challenging to detect, and we're going to talk about those as well. But what we want to help you with is at least to make sure that when you're dealing with anything that doesn't feel good, how it's present, what influence it has on you, how you can change it, lots of different methods. The most important thing is to at least identify it. Oh, like this is negative for me, or this doesn't feel good to me, and what you can do about it.
Now, we have lots of different situations that all of us live into, such as some of us live in an apartment. And remember, only 6 inches away or 9 inches away, there's somebody on the other side of the wall. And what they're doing or what they're feeling or what they're projecting, do you pick that residual up? And then, of course, we have life people above us and below us. We have all kinds of things coming and going in our space. And how much residual is left? And so what we want to talk about is how to clear residual and how to get your space defined as just being part of you. And not, see, if you go into somebody else's space, then it'll be your energy trying to define it or trying to keep their energy out of it. And this really becomes an ongoing battle. So we'll give you lots of different techniques on, these are the people who call us all the time and say, I got negative energy, I got energy in my house, and I don't know what to do with it, or I can't sleep at night, or I'm getting projections from certain people. That's what we want to help you to release. Right now what we did is we went to one of the books where we really spent a lot of time on definitions of different kinds of negative energy. And so is that where you want to go now?
Yeah, I think maybe letting individuals know what a very dense, now we're going to talk about an extreme negative thought form, okay? These are things that we would say, oh, well, that is a definite negative. There might be some subtler energetics that might feel negative to you or around you, and as we said earlier, you might choose to just move away from those. But if there's something that continues to bother you and you really want to change it, let's identify it first. Let's find out what it is, because the ability to identify and then neutralize it, even if it's a negative thought form, is the act of empowerment. That's how you can feel that you are capable and you have the ability to do something for yourself. This isn't a fix that somebody else has to do for you.
And you got to remember, too, that so much information is being given to all of us. And so let's say we do have something negative around us. But let's say our partner is an alcoholic or drinks or takes certain drugs or somebody in our family. Well, let's say you have somebody that's going to high school. What kind of energy do they bring home that they've been around all day long? And then what do you do with that kind of energy? And so there's so many just life situations that are dense. But what happens is so many different healers will call it, call it spells or curses or extremely negativity, or call it something that makes it even scarier than real life.
And see, it's our fear of not being able to control or fix or effectuate a possible outcome that might be healthier that even gives more energy to the negative energy. So your own fear of, oh, I hope it doesn't get to me, is exactly what's going to attract that energy to you. So if an individual, let's just say there's an individual that comes into your space, and it could be at work, maybe your boss is a negative person. Let's just say that. Maybe your boss is not the type of vibration that you get along with well because he's very negative, he or she is.
Well, we know
negative.
What your boss is. Your boss is controlling, okay?
And so you think that's negative in a way that you don't like. So what are you going to do about it? If you're fearful of your job, or you're fearful of your boss, or you're fearful of being controlled, or you're fearful of losing something or something being taken away from you, that very fear is going to intensify within you the energetics that your boss is holding over you.
And then the other thing you have to be careful is your boss doesn't energetically, and that means and subconsciously, not aware of it, gets off on that kind of energy or sucks that energy from you or sucks your life force from you or takes a piece of you from your body, which you feel like something's just violated you.
We're not talking about someone who is going to be malevolent or someone who's going to do something on purpose. You know, there are many, many subconscious patterns, and we've got other shows that we've talked about subconscious patterns, and you can go to the HealthyLife.net archives space and find them there. So subconsciously we fall into certain patterns, and subconsciously we have different energetics that we say, okay, I want to look a little bit more about this. Remember, I'm going to bring everything back to myself. I'm going to look and say, okay, why did I create this? I'm going to be responsible. I'm not going to blame or say this is somebody else's stuff. I'm going to say this is my stuff. If I truly believe that I'm a creator,
yes, but now
although
this,
most individuals might feel that they're victims.
Yes, but you got to understand that's even an evolution in our journey. At first, we're victimized, and we mm-hmm. feel that way, and we feel like somebody's, you know, we're being victimized, and then we start to realize because we've recreated or this event has happened over and over and over and over in, let's say, relationships. And all of a sudden we say, God, we must be playing some part of this game and not aware of it. And then we start looking at it like Nancy's just talked about. But many people call us and they feel like they're the victim and they've been victimized.
And that's not to say that there's something wrong with that. Because, yes, if someone's going to be doing something to you, saying nasty things to you or not treating you right, the first thing you're going to say is they shouldn't do that. And yes, your opinion might be correct for you in that you are feeling victimized. One of the challenges that we have found is that if you're a victim, then you're waiting for someone to save you.
Okay, let's get right down into some of these things.
All right.
About describing.
So there's many different kinds of negative energy that could be around you that you could keep attracting to you until you realize that you have a choice. So there's dark energies, there's entities, there's disincarnate energies. So a disincarnate or an entity is a piece of a dead spirit or a dead energetics that hasn't left the vibration of the earth plane yet.
That could also be
described as a lost soul.
Okay, this is the definition we have in Heart and Soul Healing, which we tried to make very, very,
very, very
specific.
Yeah,
okay?
and simple, too.
Okay.
And then a dark energy could be any energy or any consciousness that's never had a physical body or a soul of its own, but it then gets attracted to other energetics.
So, or an entity that got into some, it was a spirit that died and had some negativity around them, and it stayed, and they're now caught in it.
See, darker energy is attracted to certain other energetics, and that's darker energy could be negative energy. It's like spells and curses. Darker energy is attracted to spells because there's a pattern of negativity that's found within the very makeup of a spell.
Then, that was a really heavy one, but go ahead.
Well, a spell isn't necessarily a collective consciousness. It's not necessarily comes from a collective. A spell is usually focused with a lot of energy behind it. If a spell is going to be placed on another individual, it's usually has a lot of negative energy behind it. So that creates this dark energy that's attracted to the spell because the spell has a lot of negative energy, momentum behind it.
But let's talk about this not being, we're not going to call this witchcraft or call this satanic, call this anything bad. Let's just say in a past life, past time, and somebody was hanging us or somebody was doing something bad to us and there was a group of people watching it and kind of like we were entertainment, this horrifying experience was entertainment. And here we are really horrified, scared, pain, whatever it is, and all these people are cursing us, yelling at us, and then we curse out and we yell at them, I'm going to get you, and that energy locks, okay?
Well, we don't even have to go to a past time. Look at now. We've got people who are in war over land division, and that doesn't even have to go overseas. You can find it in every single country where there are individuals who are protective of their land. If you come on my land, I'm going, you know, I hate you, I'm going to kill you. That alone can be a type of a spell. You wouldn't set out to say I'm going to cast a spell on the person, but a malevolent thought, a negative thought projected onto someone else can be determined a spell. So there you have a negative projection on someone else. That negativity will follow you, and if there is a darker energy that is around, then it attaches to that. So
okay.
It even intensifies when it gets to you.
So we don't want to get you scared, and
No.
don't want to get you worried.
And we don't have to go outside anything other than even an argument or a work relationship or business relationship or a love relationship.
But we just wanted to let you know how some of these things happen without people realizing, okay?
Yeah.
It's real life crashing together to where it actually collides and get stuck, and then later we have that same kind of emotion with us, or that fear, or that anger, and we attract that emotion to us. So let's go ahead and get back to, finding negativity, or what we're going to do when we have it around our house, and what we have to do when people get stuck in these patterns.
One of the things we said in the very beginning, that it's only our fears or our ideas that's going to keep negative energy going.
Well, yeah, but it's too late. We got the fears.
We got the fears.
And we got the ideas. And we got a lot of friends telling us this and telling us that.
Yeah, because not having ideas and beliefs, I mean, that's pretty impossible. You know, after we've been exposed to, we've experienced all kind of dualities, it's only once we experience all that stuff that we can step out and then say, well, that's a duality, and I'm not going to choose to go into a duality.
So let's go,
let go of it.
Let's go to page 67, because I think that's a good way to start. Yeah.
So there's lots of us that have been affected by negative energy in our home or in our work. And so...
Well, Nancy's making these funny faces.
Well, I'm not making a funny face, but these are the techniques, and I didn't know we wanted to get into the techniques.
Okay,
then
don't get into that there. Again, we want to get into them, but we want to be sure that we don't miss some other part. And one of the parts that we've passed over, and that's this whole thing about oneness and being one or being separate.
And that's what I was exactly going to talk about. Because,
that's great.
Because one of the things I was mentioning earlier in our ideas is that only after we've been exposed to all the different experiences of negative and positive and the dualities and the polarities, can we then come to accept the fact that everything energetically is attracted to us, and our attempt to separate ourselves from those energies is only going to cause more of it to occur.
Now, we're about to go on a long trip, you know, Nancy and I are, and what we will do is we will travel invisible.
We'll get really, really small in our own space.
If I did not reflect anybody's issue back to them, would they see me? So if I was standing right in front of a person and I did not reflect any issue they had, but there's somebody behind me that was reflecting an issue, would they become aware of me? Okay? And they wouldn't. They wouldn't even see me. It would be just like I am invisible. And so they're attracting what they need to learn inside themselves. Remember, lots of us are made up of lots of feelings, and we don't know quite what all of them are, so we keep attracting people outwardly that reflects patterns inwardly.
The changing negative energy. My gosh, there's so much out there that we don't want to experience or accept. We don't want to feel or be a part of, what, 85% of maybe what exists on Earth? All the war and the anger and power and control and projections. So the million-dollar question for our next segment is, if we are separate from one thing, are we separate from everything?
So we're going to take a real short break, and we'll be right back.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Today we've been been talking about changing negative energy. And what I want to do is just finish up a little bit about this whole thing on oneness. And remember, if you're one with everything, all it means is you won't be so reactive. And that's what we want to do, is not be reactive. We can sense negativity, sense certain energies, but not react to where I'm physically feeling it. The other thing we want to talk about just a moment is whether we are a creator or a victim. And that's just the only question I have to ask you, as I ask myself, is, are we evolving? If there's an evolution with our soul or spirit, and we are actually learning from our experiences, then somehow we might be a creator. So that would just be a question that each one of us will have to ask. Are we creating some of these? Are we just a victim by this kind of thing that's happening to us around? But remember, most of these things that are happening to us are happening over and over and over. And we can't really deny that we're playing some part of it, but we're not quite aware what it is.
So accepting responsibility for, okay, this is where I am right now, is a very, very good thing. Then you can accept that you have choices. You can just move away from what you don't like, or you can change it. And then being one, when we're one, we can move through energy, because nothing will be attracted to us. If there's nothing that I fear and nothing that I'm one about, nothing that I'm separate from, then I'm going to be one with all of it. I'm going to believe I'm a creator, and I have many choices. It's just going to feel like it's a quiet, quiet state where nothing exists.
So one of the things we do right now is I am 1,000 times more sensitive than most of you, but I've developed that. But I'm more sensitive but less reactive, meaning I can sense somebody's negativity, but I choose not to feel it. Do you know there's about 98% of everything out there in public I don't want to feel? I choose what I want to feel, but I sense everything so I can stay open, or part of the creative force will run through me.
And if you'd like to learn more about how to do that, go to our website homepage, www.kenpage.com. Right on the homepage, there is a block that's called the Living Light Breath. Click there, read that, and it'll talk to you about what Ken is talking about. So that's one technique that you can use. And there's a lot of stuff out there that all of us find in our home and our work. I mean, there's negative people in our home who, or our neighborhood, highly emotional. They use chaotic energy. Maybe it's smoking or drugs or alcohol. Maybe there's some family around us that are negative, or coworkers who feel negative, or our work or business that's negative. If you're in a real high stress situation, it could feel very negative to you. Working in a place, by the way, of high emotional hostility, and that could be a hospital, it could be a fireman, a policeman, all of those deal with
finances.
Yeah, extreme emotions. And we bring this energy home with us every day. We don't even realize we're doing it. So one of the things that we'd like to suggest to you is that you just look around where you live. Maybe where you live has power lines or transformers or high-energy conductors. You know, is there an airport where planes are flying overhead? Even a big city might feel more challenging than an area that is away from a high population. Whatever energy that you have in your home has been brought there from outside, okay?
Yeah, okay. But just remember, we're all bombarded every day with real-life situations. And now what we want to do is really start to show what we can do if we have, what to do if we have negativity in our house, okay? What to do if we have negativity around us. So right, you go right there.
There's lots of things that we can do. Look around. There's things in our home that hold energy. Furniture, photographs, old pictures. Maybe there's something in your house that needs cleaning. Maybe there's an area where you stack stuff. Energy can begin to pool there or collect there.
An area that you haven't cleaned, energetically cleaned, okay?
I mean, one thing we can all agree on, if we're clearing ourselves, and we're clearing our home and our business, and we're aware of the dynamics around us, and the energy around us can change, and then it won't feel like it's building up in our home. You have to have a safe space for yourself. Make your home your safe space, your own safe living space, because that's a place you get to control.
Do you know when I go into a house and I'm helping somebody try to find negative energy, all I look for is if I feel anything. If I feel something, I go to where I'm feeling it, and we need to clean that up because it's stuck there. If I feel nothing, then everything is perfect and there's no reaction to anything.
So the first thing would be to check and see if there's anything that's been not cleaned lately or not cleared or put away. You know, all of us end up with stacks of magazines that we haven't read for a while. Well, pitch part of them out, put some of them in another area, move some things. That alone can help change some of the energy. Wash the rugs, you know, clean maybe the drapery, paint a wall. Even painting one wall in a room will help change the energy in that room.
Or projections being that you've picked up. Because sometimes we have been picked up from other people and they're projecting onto us. And what we want to do is change something in the room so we won't keep receiving the projections.
Especially if you're living in an apartment and you're not in an individual home. Perhaps if your bed is on a wall that is a common wall between you and another apartment, you might consider moving your bed to another wall within the bedroom if you can. And that may help the energetics of your sleep. Even placing a small mirror on the wall facing between your bed, if you can't move your bed and the head of your bed is on a common wall shared with another apartment, then put a small mirror on the wall behind your bed and the mirror faces the wall. That way, any energetics going on in the apartment right next door will hit the mirror and just not invade your space. So simple to do.
Remember, common denominators are electricity in your house, water lines in your house, or pipes, or different things. That starts running or holding energy in a different way. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Talking about changing negative energy, and I just said before we went on break about the water pipes, and what we want to do is just realize that that's where some energy sometimes is held. And so what we want to do when we're clearing our space is to actually clear to our wall, right to the surface of our wall. If we go past, we actually go into somebody else's space.
When you're living in an apartment.
Yeah. Now, I just want to show you, right, this is not one of the things on our list, and we have about, we have about 11 things, but sound. Now, this kind of sound you want to play has an oscillation in it. So I'll go ahead and make those tones for you just so you can understand. But any type of music that has a movement in it or sound in it will actually change energy in your space. So I'll just show you what it's like.
Remember, energy is a vibration. That's all it is. And sound is a vibration. But sound oscillates vibration, which in turn changes or moves energy. So that's how come you feel good when you play music.
So I'm going to go ahead and just tone for just a moment so you can just kind of see what I'm talking about. About a sound that has a movement in it will help your space or your house keep energy moving. You okay, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to go back to now? When we talk about washing rugs, be sure you've cleaned your rug and
yeah.
Be sure there's no energetic sleep. You know, sometimes we haven't cleaned our carpets and it's been several years and all kinds of energetics have gone on that the carpet's picked up. So cleaning our carpets and Again, just painting one wall, because it's pretty expensive to paint, but painting one wall can make a big difference.
Do you know that just moving the furniture around in a room, just moving the chair from one side of the room to the other, or hanging a picture on in another space on the same wall, those small things can change all of the energy in a room. You don't have to be doing a big deal. We're not talking like, you know, make over your whole house, although if you want to, fine. But we're not suggesting that that's something big that you have to do. These are small things that won't take any effort and they won't take any money from you.
Okay. The other thing is you want to be sure it's your bedding. If it's not old, we want to change our bedding or put a sleeve over your mattress or put sleeves over your pillow over your pillows in a pillowcase so you're not picking up energy that's been there for several years. Okay? And then you want to be sure under your bed that you've done all the clutter out of it and you clean that and then you can put things back in. But if everything's cluttered under your bed, that could be holding energy and pulling it to you.
And all of this is really important if you've been in a relationship where there's been a person who has left the relationship. Then you would definitely want to take care of moving the furniture around, especially in the room that you share together. You'd want to paint a wall there. You definitely want to consider washing and cleaning the bedding or changing the bedding if you could, changing the pillows, putting a zippered sleeve over your mattress, because all of the energetics of that prior relationship you want to have cleared so that you can feel good about yourself and then not bring those into any future relationship.
And be sure that person is still not projecting onto you, but how they get to you is with the old energy there. So they can project onto you at night and still pick up the old energy that's been there, and that acts as a catalyst that affects you.
So we found many times individuals can project on property that's left in types of relationships that have split up, or and even in work situations where if you've left something in an office that was yours and you've left the office, those ideas of how we project or other people project onto us some negative energy.
And be sure your crystals or stones or anything special like that, you wash it off, and you just thought clear, and you dry it off, and just be sure that you've, especially jewelry or anything that you can clean that's been passed on to you or has sentimental value, it's been around a long time, we just want to clean it, be sure there's no residual in there.
And every time you're doing anything, just remember it's your intention, especially with jewelry and crystals and stones. It's your intention that's going to clear them. You can use clear water. That's what we suggest. And just say clear while you're doing it. That's all it's going to take for you to change the energy that's around what you have.
Having live plants in your house or just a few of them also pick up energy and help to balance some of the energetics in your house.
So, see, by using these simple little guides, anybody that has ever been in your space that could be still thinking or fantasizing over you, they won't project anything, you won't be affected by them. These small changes, they can free up all this old energy, and they can be applied to any of the other rooms in your house. There's another thing that we suggest. Why not find a small space in your apartment or your home that you can feel safe at? A space that's just yours, where nothing else can be moved and no one gets to enter without permission. If you've got, you know, a larger space, then when my door is closed or this is my, nobody gets to move something there. Even if it's just a chair in a corner or on a wall, whatever's here is mine. This is my safe space. Because that space is a place where you can be unconditional with yourself and you can rest completely. And that's so important, to be able to just say, rest. When I lie in this recliner, I'm going to be able to rest completely because I feel safe here.
And remember, when you're not feeling good and you're feeling upset, we must do the things we love to do. Okay? And it's not watching the television. It's not that. If you're listening to music, it is that. If you're doing creative things, if you can do anything physical, if you can work out, if you can ride your bike, if you can do different kinds of hobbies, those are all things that allow your creativity to come out. But what you want to do especially is not have anybody judge your creativity, because it's like judging a piece of you inside you, okay? But a way you can allow your creativity to flow allows that quiet place inside yourself.
Watch how energy affects you, because everything that's going on in your environment is what's affecting you emotionally and physically. So we're going to show you some more ways that you can change negative energy in our next segment.
So we'll be right back. We're going to just take a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about changing negative energy and how you can clear your space.
And we have so much information on this. We've written books on this. We teach workshops on this. We work with it in our private sessions. That Ken and I have been talking so fast and going from so many different things. Remember, everything that you've heard today you can always find on our website. In our last segment, we were suggesting that you watch how energy affects you, because that's so important, because energy that comes from everywhere is going to affect you emotionally and physically, and that will build up in your body. We've got a simple clearing technique, and some people say it's too simple, therefore it can't possibly work. We've taught it to literally millions of people now around the world in the last 25 years. It's called the energetic clearing technique.
And if you didn't project anything, if there was no part of you projecting to anyone else, would anybody else react to you? So this is, a lot of times we've been told about protecting our space or putting a violet light around our space or a white light, but actually where that light is, we're the ones having to reinforce that light. So it's like taking your energy out. So what I want you to do is, if you could meditate every single day, 7 or 8 times a day, your life would change. You know it, but it's almost impossible.
Oh, yeah. We're all so busy. If this is an age of fast food, we don't have time to meditate 7 or 8 times.
So what we're going to do is we're going to tie it into something we do. So we're going to tie it into when we go to the restroom. So every time you go to the restroom, just think clear, like you're letting yourself go, like the old emotions, the old feelings, the sadness, whatever it is, just like if you're imagining it going out of you. Then pull your feel back to your belly, or allow yourself to be present, or take back your power to your belly. And then I want you, the most important is to love yourself, but to love yourself like you love something unconditionally. And the only thing I know is a sunset, or flowers, or a bath, or sleeping in a rainy day, or playing with your dog, or going for a ride in your bike. Those things you love, they're perfect. So if you cleared, pulled your field in, and love yourself every single time, 2 hours every single day, your vibration would eventually change.
You said 2 hours. It'll probably take you 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I said two or three minutes every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how often we all go to the bathroom. Okay, the other technique is I want you to put your hands on your chest above your breast, if you have them. And what I want you to do is push down on your chest a little. And how heavy emotionally are the things around you? Your stresses, your pains, you're worried about the money, you're worried about all the things. How heavy is it on you? And realize that sometimes emotional weight has a weight to us. Now call for the guides and angels, close your eyes, to hold that energy, to hold those feelings, and we're going to release it. 1, 2, 3, and let go.
See how easy that was? You can do that yourself when you feel in a space that doesn't feel good. You feel unsafe.
Also, if you go on our website and you go right to the home page, right there, there are other techniques for keeping yourself clear. The other technique that will work out, this will work by itself automatically, okay? If you think of yourself as liquid. Now, most of you are made up of 75 to 80% water. That is a truth. That's not what I said. That's true. So you're more liquid than you are solid. So think of yourself as liquid, and then add a color to it that you love, and be liquid light. Then if somebody projects onto you, they won't think of you as liquid light. They'll think of you as Nancy or Ken, but they won't think of you as that vibration. So it'll help you to insulate you to where you won't get the brunt of whatever they're projecting onto you.
See, what we've been talking about today is some of the external energy around you. And then by doing the clearing technique and thinking of yourself as liquid light, that can work on the internal and then also apply to your emotional energetics.
Remember, if we could be one, if we could love ourselves 1% more than we've ever loved ourselves, we could change our entire vibration to become lighter, or we would become less reactive in the paradigm we're in. But how do we love ourselves more than we've been loved? We don't know how. So we start loving the things we love, and those things will start to add energy to our own vibration.
So in changing negative energy, remember, we're suggesting that you can enjoy completely what you're doing so that there's no need to overdo anything. Look for ways of balancing in your life. Be mindful that certain energies you don't want to be around, you have the ability to change that. You always have a choice. Learn to control stress, because that's where negative energy can invade your space. The most important thing we want you to feel is emotionally and physically safe. That's number one. It might be hard if you're feeling trapped or you're in a situation that causes you stress.
And remember, every time you're going to sit down and eat, I want you to turn off the television and just enjoy your food to where there's no stress whatsoever while you're eating, and just allow the nourishment of that food to fill your body. Not eating while you're watching television, because the vibration of the television's in the food. Not doing anything outside, not arguing, not doing anything, but just enjoying your food and the nourishment.
Do the best you can to keep your emotions even, not real high or real low. And when you think you're losing it, you know, when you really are feeling anxious, go out and do something physical. Take a walk, ride a bike, walk your dog. This is going to help you quiet your mind, and that's going to allow you to realize that you were in a vibration, you were in a negative energy, and you needed to move away from it. And that's one of the fastest things to do to get out of negative energy and to help change it, is to do something physical.
Yeah, remember, many of us are addicted to things that have happened to us in our life, our culture and religions, our family. And when we start flying ourselves into that same kind of energy, we have to do something to get out of it, not just keep spiraling in it and being lost, like the dark night of the soul, as we can't get out, like quicksand.
See, addictive energy is not always conscious. Addictive energy can be subconscious. It extends to everything. It extends to anything that causes us high emotion. It extends to anything in our past, because we keep going back to that energy to identify ourselves, or we go back to that energy to help us feel better, and it doesn't. Anything that causes high emotion, we need to get away from. We need to try to keep our emotions as balanced as we can. Stay out of stressful situations. Find a safe place in your home. Clean your house. Move magazines. Put some plants in. Anything you can to create a safe environment for yourself. That is the best tool you have for changing the negative energy. And we hope we've given you some helpful information and lots of food for thought. And as we said earlier, everything we've said can be found on our website, www.kenpage.com.
And it's free.
We invite you to listen in to our program, The Way It Works, every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. We'd sure love to hear from you, and you can email us at office@kenpage.com. And to the first 10 people that email us and say, you heard us on HealthyLife.net radio, we'll send you a copy of our bestseller, The Way It Works, free.
And this is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor.
Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.